All righty, it's the Verizon winning formula for the season closing Vikings game plan. I'm Paul Allen, joined per usual by Mike Wabshaw from Vikings.com. Despite the 6-9 record into today's game against the Chicago Bears, there have been some very positive things done with the Vikings offense and defense this year. Thus, we will unveil some winning formulas into the 2015. Let's begin with the offense. When you look back at some things this offense has done this year, and it's been through a lot, from the Adrian Peterson situation early to Matt Cassel being lost for the season in the Saints game. Charles Johnson joined the team right around that time. We've been through a lot. What were some of the winning formulas?
I think two-minute Teddy. How about Teddy Bridgewater in clutch moments, the end of the first half and the end of ball games?
We saw
a handful of fourth-quarter comebacks from Teddy this season. And, you know, he's come along in other areas of the game, specifically I don't know if Norv scripts the first 15 plays like a lot of offensive coordinators do, but whether he does or not, the beginning of games is an area where Teddy has improved, and that's been great. I think he started 13-16 against the Lions, and he was very sharp against the Dolphins early. We were up 14-0. So I think he's come along in that way, but he's been good the whole time in the two-minute situations. And so I think that's encouraging because that's a harder area to teach. That's more of a either you got that or you don't, and Teddy clearly has it.
Defensively speaking, yes, we had some problems against the Miami Dolphins. We're willing to recognize that for sure. Nearly 500 yards of offense for the Dolphins, as the head coach would tell you, completely unacceptable. But for those who watch Vikings games closely, care about it, and watch them critically, you can't dispute from where this defense was last year to where it is now. That's just a step in the process. Next year is another bigger step, and quite honestly, with Mike Zimmer leading the way, I think we will have a winning formula with defense next year.
Versatility, to me, is the key word with Mike Zimmer. He likes to do a lot of different things. We even saw a three-man front look from him this season. We saw a three-safety look from him this season. How about a lot of the double A-gap pressure that Mike Zimmer did? When's the last time we've seen a Vikings team do that? So versatility is the key for Mike Zimmer's defenses. And the thing I love about that is you have Anthony Barr, your first-round pick from this year, and you have Harrison Smith, a first-round pick from 2012. They're probably the two best players on our defense, save Everson Griffin, and they have versatility. Mike Zimmer can work with those players. Harrison Smith can cover like a ball hawk. He can come up into the box and play the run. He can blitz. We saw that blitz tip pass interception this past week in Miami. He can do a lot of different things. And Anthony Barr was an edge rusher, a guy who's just going to rush the quarterback from the edge. That's what he was billed coming out. But he turned out to be a stacked linebacker in a 4-3, could play the run, could drop into coverage. He really can do it all as well. And I think when you have two studs who are both versatile, it allows Mike Zimmer to do a lot of different things.